falling across the country. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. A federal judge voids a mask mandate for public transportation.
U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mazel in Florida writes the CDC failed to justify its decision to extend the mask mandate, saying it, quote, exceeds the CDC's statutory authority and violates the procedures required for agency rulemaking. The Biden administration extended the national mandate by 15 days. Before this ruling, it was slated to expire May 3rd. Last month, 21 states sued the Biden administration seeking to repeal the mandate. Top health officials say the mandate's needed to help protect Americans as new COVID cases are on the rise once again across large swaths of the country.
Fox's Jillian Turner, the judge's decision frees airlines, airports, and mass transit systems to make their own decisions about mask requirements. Major airlines and the TSA switched to a mask optional policy. However, New York City says its subway passengers must keep them on. One of the Ukrainian cities considered relatively safe until now comes under fire. Missile attacks killing at least seven people in Lviv.
The western city of Lviv was terrorized Monday by four Russian missile strikes, according to Ukrainian officials, causing the first wartime deaths within the city. 15 to 20 people were on the property of this large tire shop when it was hit. Four people were killed. This worker tells us he's still alive because he was just arriving when the attack happened.
Just managed to park the car and there was an explosion. I didn't even understand. Didn't understand what happened.
The mayor called today's attack genocide.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. Global finance leaders meeting Tuesday morning in Washington, D.C. will focus on the growing crisis over food insecurity related to Russia's war against Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A woman admits she faked her own kidnapping and lied to the FBI.
A Northern California woman who claims she was kidnapped, tortured, and branded in 2016 has pleaded guilty to charges she faked her abduction. Her disappearance nearly 6 years ago set off a massive manhunt. As part of a plea deal with prosecutors, 39-year-old Sherry Papini is expected to face the possibility of just over a year in prison. She could have been put behind bars for 25 years. She also agreed to pay restitution of over $300,000, which will cover costs associated with a three-week search that covered several states and the investigation into two women she'd said kidnapped her at gunpoint. She'll be sentenced in July. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Get ready to rock out. A music legend announces some new tour dates.
If you're traveling.
Bob Dylan revealed he'll be hitting the road again this summer. The new gigs will start days following the singer-songwriter's 81st birthday. The new dates start in Spokane, Washington, May 28th, and hit Seattle, Eugene, Oakland, Los Angeles, and more. And the final date ends June 18th in San Diego, California. So Dylan will literally be traveling from the top of the left coast to the bottom. Tickets go on sale Friday through Dylan's website tour page. The iconic folk singer also has a new book coming in November titled The Philosophy of Modern Song. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the latest Harry Potter spinoff movie makes a disappointing showing during its debut weekend.
What you're doing is madness. With or without you, I'll burn down their world.
Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, the third in the Potter spinoff series, took in just $43 million in North America over the weekend. Still, those numbers were enough to win the Easter weekend box office race. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.